Hello there. I'm going to take you on a journey into my imagination. You will need to be completely and utterly relaxed. There should be nothing to disturb you, nothing to distract you from the world you and I are about to create. You'll need to be somewhere private where you will not be disturbed in the slightest. And then you will belong to me. Lay down somewhere dark and quiet, like your bed with the lights off, or with candles if you must. I want you to be completely and utterly relaxed. Let us start with some deep breaths. Breathe slowly. In and out. And as you listen to my voice, I want you to keep breathing slowly and deeply. There is nothing that should be important to you right now, at this moment, other than my voice. I want you to continue to relax, breathing slowly, laying flat, eyes closed, legs extended, or in a comfortable position. You must empty your mind of all things except my words and your feelings of how my voice and the words it is saying makes you feel. You may feel free to move if you are given the option to. If I were to suggest something that would require or could present a movement in response, feel free to do so. Feel free to respond if you wish, after all. Anything is possible here. Now, I want you to continue listening to my voice. Continue sinking into the sound of it. Listen to its timbre, its tone, its quality. This voice must become familiar to you, comforting almost. The environment you are in now is a dark, candlelit room. The candles only allow you to see so much. Around you are red and black drapes, thick. No light penetrates, no shadows can be seen. The only thing that you can see is me, sitting in a chair on the opposite side of the room. I am dressed in black and red robes. My 5'11" figure is seated comfortably and proudly. My brown, almost golden skin, glistening in the candlelight. My long, dark hair is pulled back in a ponytail. My green and golden eyes are upon you, watching you, daring you to do anything other than watch me. Slowly, I extend a finger, gesturing you to come to me. You walk, but then crawl your way towards me. I smile and say to you, my pet, you have been very good today. Ever since you have come into my life, you have proved a most devout and devoted servant. But yet you are also my love, and you know it. Whatever game you play, be it lover or servant, you excel at and are very, very good to me. You would feel my fingers rubbing behind your ears and down your neck and back up again. Yes, today has been a long day, my dear, for both you and I. How shall we spend our evening? You realize slowly that my intentions are clear as my fingertips brush slightly against your body, caressing, gentle, and loving all at once, and yet masterful in my own way. You love how that feels. Don't you? Yes. Yes. As my mouth moves to your ear, you should feel my breath upon your neck. As my words reach your eardrums, I want to show you my appreciation for all you have done for me. I say as I begin to kiss your neck, do you feel my lips burning fiery kisses along your ears and neck? Yes. That scent. That sweet, sweet scent. I can smell your excitement, your arousal. You want me, don't you? Yes, you want me. I know that look and that shudder that comes when you feel my breath upon your throat. It must be wonderful, knowing that I, your lion, can destroy you in an instant and make you feel heavenly bliss. No, you do not wish for me to do that, do you? To touch you, to tempt you. No, no, you want to drive me insane with desire, and that you have already done. I take my hand, wrap it around yours and place it upon the growing bulge in my robes. The flush that comes to your cheeks amuses me and makes me feel all the more powerful. I lean back in my chair and remove my arm and hand from yours. The clock strikes. It is 9:30. The candles are growing low and dim. It will be dark in this room within another hour. Yet neither of us move to find more candles or to blow out those candles. So now I wait to see what you will do. Slowly you turn, and you move yourself forward towards the bulge of my robes. You open my robes and slowly caress my chest. Your hands, warm, tender, and inviting, glimmer in the pale light of the candles. Feeling your hands upon my skin makes me feel as if I am on fire. Yes, yes, that's it. Fire. That's what describes our relationship. We burn for each other, desiring. A flame, a blaze. Your eyes meet mine, and I claim you in a kiss. My lips form against yours, almost in a perfect symmetrical pattern, pulling you, drinking you in. We are almost exchanging souls in this kiss. Do you feel my arms around you, pulling you close, almost bending and breaking you, yet you are feel no pain, only the pleasure that comes of when your master touches you, when your lover claims you. And you drop to your knees in a bow, almost as if to say you were not worthy of such bliss. But no, that's not your intention at all, is it? You want me to think that way. You open the skirt end of my robes. I am naked, of course, beneath these robes, after coming from the lovely bath you arranged for me. The night is cool, but your hands feel like fire against my skin. Yes, as your hands encircle my length. Yes, as your eyes look upon it as it grows, I am struggling to breathe, knowing full well how good you are at that, at pleasuring me, at making me feel like more than I am. But to you I am all, and all is me, just as everything I love and cherish lies within your eyes. Your mouth drops suddenly onto me, and I gasp audibly and pant as your sweet mouth moves across my member, drawing from within it pleasures I have never experienced prior to you and will never cherish other than you. Your tongue moves expertly around me as you feel me tense and relax, my nails raking my chair, feeling the pleasure of your touches. Yes, that's it. That's it. You know I like this. You know this is my weakness. I close my eyes again, concentrating on your feelings. I shift in my chair, slightly bending forward. You never stop your motions, licking, kissing, sucking me all at once. How you manage this magnificent combination, I will never understand. My mouth caresses your head, drawing little kisses everywhere, clawing, almost wanting to rip you to shreds, but yet all I can do is caress. I want to pull you on top of me. I want to fill you with my need and my seed, my lust, everything at once. But no. No, of course not. You take me deep into your throat, and then my eyes roll back as I attempt to resist. You move forward and slowly pull me out of your throat and move downward to lick at my balls. Yes, that's it, my pet. More. Give me more. And you comply almost instantly. You're sweet now, taking one of my testicles into your mouth. I can feel you. I feel you. Yes. Yes. And slowly, slowly, you withdraw from me one of the most potent and powerful orgasms I have ever felt. You demand, of course, non-verbally, that I fill your throat and mouth with my seed. Ah! I'm getting closer. Can you hold it? Yes. Open. Get ready. Ah. drop and spurt of me fill your mouth and cover your tonsils. And you drink it all, withdrawing from me every drop I can give right now. And you smile as you lick me clean before swallowing. You swallow every drop and sit back, smiling at me. I pick you up slowly and carry you to the divan before laying you down. I prepare you, spreading your legs, exposing everything you have to me, and I grin as my lips caress yours before moving down. Before moving down, as you close your eyes and languish ecstasy. And you wait with a beating heart as you feel my breath upon your neck. I love it when you're like this. Mine to have. Mine to do anything I wish with. Aren't you? Yes, you are. As my hand moves down your abdomen towards your most sacred places, you hear one more whisper before bliss overtakes you.